Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Think big, think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is August 22nd. It is Monday. It is 2016. And we're here to talk about you, your buckos, all points in between. The markets, the economy, and jobs, and the elections, and the campaigns, and the crookedness, and all that stuff. We will cover it. Simple as that. But first, a couple of things. In case you don't know, on Friday, you know, we got this gift card for $350. We're giving it away to somebody out there. Just email me at garyk.com or gkaltbaum@kaltbaum.net, and we're going to pick it out tomorrow out of a hat. It goes to midnight tonight, okay? At midnight, no more. And that is all. And also, if you do not get this show in your city, go to garyk.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also, garyk.com. You can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button, and we're getting towards 100,000 on our Twitter. Also, at garyk.com, you can email me. Just be nice. No, really. Be nice. You can read our articles, charts of the day, news of the day. Press the money management button if you want to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing. The consultation button if you'd like to be guided through this craziness. That's if you manage yourself or manage money. And subscribe to our notes that we send out every morning. And that is all at the ever popular GaryK.com. Now, we're going to put aside the market wrap for a little bit. I want to go through a few things. First off, this morning, on I-4, you know, that beautiful highway that they should have been doing something with 15 years ago that now is major construction, you ever have this happen to you? I'm entering the highway, and it was a woman. She is going at a certain speed, and I enter the highway pretty much, very much ahead of her. She speeds up to not let me in. It wasn't like I was cutting anybody off. I was just entering the highway. She saw me, and she sped up to not let me in. And, of course, she looked straight ahead to make like she didn't see me, but you knew. So as we go, I got into the behind her, got into the next lane. Her lane was slower. I'm moving, and of course I pass her, and she's picking her nose. No, really, she's picking her nose. It was pretty funny. And then the most interesting thing happened. Her lane ends. She's got to get over. Guess what happens? Somebody doesn't let her in. And you want to hit the fun part about this whole thing was not that. She started cursing out some guy like he murdered somebody. So for the exact same thing she did to me, somebody did to her, And then she cur- it was very funny to watch. Y'all, take a little lesson from me on driving. I have one simple motto. I stay away from everybody. And I don't go fast. That's all. If I was on the Autobahn, I'd go fast. But I just stay away from everybody. On I-4 this weekend, 6 cars, 1 person dead. And you read about all this stuff all the time. There was another guy that they blocked traffic for 4 hours. It's all over the country. People are nuts. And I was driving home today, some guy on a motorcycle doing a hundo. He's doing 100 miles an hour on a motorcycle. Anyway, what can I tell you? I want to spend the next few minutes on something near and dear to me. And that is, what is central banks doing? And you may say, why do we got to hear? Well, you need to hear this. Let me preface a few things. Back in 06 and 07, on this show to you guys, on TV, I told everybody who would listen, man, we're in a big credit bubble. They're giving money out to anybody, anywhere. And now we're in a housing bubble. And that was the easy part. People lining up in Miami at a trailer, put a small deposit down on a place, and as soon as they signed, they put it up for sale. And they make 30 grand in a week. And of course, that always ends. We told you back in 06 and 07 these words. We don't know when it's going to end, but we know it's going to end. And it's going to end badly. Now, I must tell you, I did not know at the time that scumbags at the brokers, investment banks, were leveraged all these mortgage securities 20 and 30 to 1. Little did I know that Goldman Sachs were creating products, selling them, committing massive fraud, and then shorting them right after they sold the product to somebody. Massive fraud. Massive fraud. Little did I know that Citigroup was taking bad loans off their books before earnings and putting them back on after earnings. I didn't know any of that. I just knew easy money to anybody. I gave you one little story about somebody I knew that had $1,200 in the bank that got $280,000 mortgage on a place that they paid $250 and pocketed $30 in order to pay the first few payments, even though they only had $1,200 in the bank. And of course, we started investigating and realizing that person wasn't just the only one. But we really didn't know the scope. It was a massive unadulterated fraud and bubble based on easy money policy from central banks. You can't have any of this happen if they're not handing money over at very low interest rates. Well, I want to talk about the bond market today. I know it's not glamorous. I know you want to hear about the next IPO that's going to double and triple. But I have to give a word to the wise. Because what you saw, and this is my opinion, what you saw in the housing bubble, on a scale of 1 to 100 compared to the bond bubble, is a 1. The biggest bubble in history unimaginable because while everything's good, is the bond market. Now, in case you don't know, just a little, that's your interest rates. Interest rates, which you pay your mortgage based on, loans based on, student loans based on, everything based on interest rates. Now, let me explain markets. Markets are supposed to be between a buyer and a seller, a speculator, an investor, or a trader, at a certain price, at a certain time, and a certain size. Simple as that. That's what a market is. Price, time, size between investors / traders / speculators. That's what a true market is. It's very simple. There's no in-between. But something has happened. We've discussed this, but we're going to repeat and discuss in a different way. Central banks, which have no money, have no business, have gotten involved and will explain in a second. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So... we're discussing what we believe to be is a monstrous bubble. We'll do the market wrap in a little later and cover everything you need to know. So back in 06 and 07, it was the start of the housing demolishment and everything else blew up. And keep in mind, this was caused by a few things. The easy money enabled the housing bubble to continue, which enabled a lot of bad things to happen at once. Since people could no longer afford houses, the lenders who needed to keep lending decided to not lower the bar, but just get rid of the bar and give money to anybody, whoever, and of course everything blew up. During 07, early 08, you had Hank Paulson, Treasury Secretary from Goldman Sachs, and Ben Bernanke, who could not find the Atlantic Ocean on a map. For a whole year, you can go Google it. The economy is fine, housing is stable, subprime lending is terrific, everything's A-OK, everything's beautiful, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, oop, look out. So everything blew up. Well, being the socialist charlatans that they are, they had to cover their own butts. So they created something called TARP, which basically us giving money to the crooks, that's what it was. And then Ben Bernanke took rates down to 0%. And how did he do it? It's Fed funds. That's easy. They just do it. Those are short-term rates. They just do it. But short-term rates, to me, are less important than the longer-term rates. The 10-year is where all the lending comes from. So Ben Bernanke decided to start printing trillions of dollars. And when I mean printing, printing. It's not like he went into a draw and took it out. It's not like there's money in the bank. They put new money into circulation and just bought up the whole bond market. And it took rates on the long end down a lot to 2 whatever to supposedly spur on the economy and housing and everything, spur on lending and lenders and all that stuff. And of course, what they didn't want to tell us is that they really didn't have to do anything. The fact is, it was a financial problem caused by these crooks, not necessarily an economic problem, and they should have let whoever else needed to go out of business to go out of business, but they thought we had to do something. So they get all this credit that they saved the world and Obama saved the world, and it's all a bunch of BS because Guess what we all did? We went back to work every day, healing the economy. It's not them, it's us. They're nothing. But something happened. All the other central banks around the globe looked at Bernanke and said, geez, And guess what they did? The same. They started lowering rates. They started printing money. They started buying up bond markets, taking them down lower and lower and lower. But a problem arose. It really wasn't working. Economies couldn't get going. And there's a simple reason why. Because all these governments from here around the globe, they've turned into nothing but big, gigantic deficit blobs. By the way, our deficits, not theirs. When these people pass away, it's going to our kids. They don't care. And that keeps blocking the economy, and there's nothing to be done. They're never going to pay back these debts, ever. So China and Europe and the UK and Sweden and Japan started doing the same. But there was an outcome. Number one. Savers, you guys, savers, go screw yourself. That's what they basically told you. Go screw. You know what you're getting on your money now? Zero. You know you were getting 5% a few years ago. Now it's zero. So no more what we call in our world riskless income investments. The money markets. You know, they just paid you a yield to house your money somewhere. That's all. A yield. Well, Ben Bernanke and the like took all that money away from you guys, and guess who they gave it to? The crooks. The people that brought the house down get all that money market money. That's what happened. The crooks. But it didn't end there. They promised every month to roll it back. They called it an exit plan. And never happened. Never did. And when we finally got Janet Yellen, who, by the way, was in on it with Bernanke, she does not get a pass, she stopped the money printing. And she dared raise interest rates a quarter point like it was the biggest event in the world, even though you're still basically at 0%. And guess what happened when she rose the quarter point? The stock market dropped 10% here, and global markets got hit. Oops. Which is the other part of my equation, is markets are so addicted to all this, they can never roll it back. If we woke up tomorrow and all these central banks just went to normal, the Dow would be at probably 12,000. No, I'm not kidding. So they're never going to roll it back. And deficits keep growing, debt keeps growing, the economy's still in stall mode, even though there's some doofus out saying, oh, well, we may have a 3% quarter. I don't care. Then we're going to have a 0%. But then something else happened. The printing of money wasn't enough. 0% wasn't enough. I came on this radio show one day, and I believe I said something to the thing, well, they can't go any lower than zero. Well, I guess I'm the doofus. Because then they went to negative rates. Negative rates. Now, in case you don't know, well, you should know. When somebody lends somebody money, they're supposed to get some return for the risk of the lending. Nah. We'll explain that up next. And then we'll tie the knot. And then we'll do the market wrap and all that stuff. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Odds are half of you have gum disease. Nearly 50% of adults 30 and up have some form of periodontal disease, with that number spiking to 65% in adults over 65. A survey from the American Academy of Periodontology, or AAP, shows more than a third of Americans would rather do something unpleasant rather than floss, like washing dirty dishes or sitting in traffic. Dr. Eugenie Lee, periodontist of Nutley, New Jersey, says why a visit to a periodontist should be on your radar.
Gums are the foundation for healthy teeth and an important part of a spectacular smile. Red or swollen gums, bleeding when flossing, receding gums, and bad breath are signs of periodontal disease and should be evaluated by a periodontist.
But there's good news, Dr. Eugenie Lee.
Brushing twice a day, regular flossing, and an annual comprehensive periodontal evaluation by a periodontist will help keep your gums and your smile in good shape.
So love the gums you're with and visit Gumbler.org. That's Gumbler.org to find a periodontist, take a quiz, and learn more.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
biztalkradio.com. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. No, really. By the way, my favorite headline I'm looking at today. Our Department of State is now warning that Iran is looking to capture Americans. So our president does a deal with Iran, pays ransom, gives them hundreds of billions of dollars. Who knows what they're doing with their nukes? And they want to take us hostage. I got news for you. The media won't tell you this, but I will. This president is a mumbling, bumbling, stumbling, blithering idiot. Unbelievable to watch. If this guy was a Republican, the media would... I can't even say it. All right. So, anyway, we now have negative interest rates. Now, think about this. There's $13 trillion in negative rates. How is that possible? Any of you out there, would you ever lend money to somebody and pay them to lend to them? Think about that. Well, that's what's happened. But it has not happened because of investors or traders or speculators. It has happened because of these central banks conjuring up money to buy up all these bonds, to take interest rates lower, forcing people into doing things they may not do or shouldn't do. There's your bubble. And I'm just letting you know, it's trillions and trillions and trillions. And may I add, remember the word derivatives. Remember back in 08 talking about derivatives, and oh my goodness, and they had this alphabet soup of CDOs and CMOs and MOUSEs, and it almost brought the house down. I got news for you. You got more of that crap now times 100 than you had in 08. And I really do think these central banks are going to be able to keep control of rigged bond markets forever. Let me finish off with these words. They had better be able to keep control. Because if they ever lose control, there are trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of distorted and mispriced stuff. And you know what's going to happen to that distorted and mispriced stuff? It's going to get normalized. And when that does, not if, they're going to be some big butt losses. And you ask yourself a question, if these central banks are conjuring up all this money to buy all this stuff, can they lose money? I got to answer that question with, heck if I know. But if you buy something and go down in price, you're supposed to lose money. But I guess not with them, right? I will keep my fingers crossed that I don't know what the heck I am talking about. But unfortunately, I have studied markets, I have studied history, and I've studied easy money. It always ends badly. And the reason why it hasn't ended badly yet is because every time it gets in trouble, they just add more than the last one, and then more than the last one. But there is always a point in bubble land where it just expands so much, it can't expand anymore. And when it breaks, it just plain old pops. So stay tuned. We'll be watching for you. As we have told you, in Bondland, we ain't going out long term. Because I got news for you. If you're going out long, you're going to be owning them long. Anyway, that's our thoughts on all that. And may I say, there are not enough four-letter words in the dictionary for me to call these people. Now that that's all done, let us do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Things remain quiet. Remember what we've been telling you for the last 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks? Just very tight, very quiet. Dow down 23, S&P down 1, NASDAQ up 6. Buyout in biotech land got the NASDAQ up today. I believe it was Medivation, MDVN, and there's also now a rumor on BioMarin, BMRN. NASDAQ 100 up 2, Russell 2000 up 3, transports are here somewhere down 35, new highs, big contraction in new highs. That's not a biggie, though. Advanced declines were flat on both, and really not a lot stood out except a few things here. Gold stocks more broke the 50-day. We've been telling you as far as gold, just back off for right now. Anything new, we're not telling you to sell any. Silver, the metal, broke the 50-day. Utilities, as we told you, we thought it topped out for now. 2 days ago, we think it put in a near-term low, but still there's nothing to do there. We still think it's topped out, and it'll just be fluttering around for a while. Real estate, same thing. And then there are other things that are kind of bearish. But overall, market's just sitting very tight. Other thoughts today? Oil's pulled back pretty hard today. Oil prices got hit hard. Remember we told you about a bunch of names. They all pulled back also. And then just not a lot of movement in anything else. And we're actually past earnings season for the most part. I do know there's a few other things that'll come out. I believe retail and a few other things. But markets are just sitting tight. And next big day wins. If the next big day is up, we break out topside. If next big day is down, we start pulling back into the 50-day moving average. We'll toss the ball up in the air to see what's going on. As far as leadership, I see really nothing breaking down, but Amazon just sitting, Facebook sitting, Google sitting, Priceline gaps up and sitting. That's the type of, what else? Alibaba gaps up and sitting. Then there's a few others that, remember the ACIA we told you about, still acting well. Just a lot of sitting after the things that have gapped up. And just a lot of stocks trading in nice little range-bound action. And let me be clear. Man, it would be really nice and on the bull side if the Dow and S&P and whatever else can break up out of this range. And here's how you'll know it. Just watch the financials. We've been telling you that for a few days. They're sitting tight right at resistance. A break above into resistance. And there you got another leg up in the market, as kind of simple as that. Now remember, we're not in an A to Z affair. We were asked over the weekend what we thought. This is a new bull market. No. We think it's a continuation after 2 years of, I'll call it, the average stock bear market, but the bigger indices never went into what we call bear market. Other areas went into big oils, commodities, big bear markets. That's the type of thing that went on. And we'll just see what happens from here. Up next, movers of the day, other news, whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Buy in. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you are having a good day. I had a blast with the driver start today. Yay. Anyway, we are dead serious about what we are telling you about bubbles and markets. But we're not like others that'll tell you the Dow's going to 5,000. Get out. Don't do this. We are technicians first. And if the market wants to go to 25,000 Dow, so be it. We just are pretty damn sure what's at the end of this road. Just realize two things. Two things. You have a gargantuan, massive buildup of debt in the systems. And it's being enabled by central banks. Do not think for a second this is by accident. On top of that, you have companies that don't need debt going into debt. Microsoft just did a $20 billion debt offering, which follows the $13 billion debt offering they did 9 months ago. They use the money to fund massive stock buybacks and dividend increases. They now have $55 billion in debt. Apple now has $85 billion in debt. Why do they need to be in debt when they have $250 billion in cash? Oracle has completed 23 acquisitions in the past 3 years. And their revenues are still down 1% year over year in the latest quarter. Guess what they've done with those acquisitions? Debt. So we're just letting you know we have our eye on this. And we also letting you know, listen carefully. These people running the show in central banks do not know what they're doing. They're morons. They're imbeciles. Their only answer to everything is even more easy money, even more interference with free markets. It's not going to bite them in the rear end. They'll just go back teaching at Harvard or something, or get $250,000 for a speech. News of the day. Well, as one would think, Ryan Lochte is losing or lost all his endorsements. I don't know what to tell you. Forgive and forget. But these people are in business, and he just lost a bunch of millions. a bunch of millions. In the news, well, we're finding more emails from the crook. And as I have told you, it is a criminal enterprise. It is, I can't believe the things I am reading. By the way, reported by New York Times and Washington Post, but they're just reporting it and making much ado about nothing. I hate to put in these terms. Bill and Hillary Clinton should be in jail. In jail. Using a foundation to make yourself trillions. Cutting contract deals with bad players because you're running the State Department. Where the hell was Obama in all this? And we are finding out now throughout the years, all this money given to charity, 10% of the money went to charity, 90% went to we don't know where, other things. On the other side, Donald Trump is trying to be nicer. And as we told you, we told you this 100 times, didn't we? There's going to be no deportation of people, and now he's kind of sort of trying to roll it back, but it's too late. He's pissed enough people off that it's going to be a tough road. The best thing he's got going for him is she is the worst candidate in history. And there's three debates, and we'll see how what happens. I just cannot get over that this woman, this crook, could be in charge of our treasury and have veto power on every bill and can come up with any executive order and spend money on anything which benefits anybody, and we know what that is, our donors. We've never seen anything on this scale from people ever in politics. You know that. And we've covered all the bad guys on both sides of the aisle here. Wow. And by the way, whether you're on Democrat or Republican, you should be sick to your stomach. Because she's not going to do anything for you. She's not going to do anything for minorities, Hispanics, blacks, nobody. Just like Obama didn't do anything for anybody. And I've always said, if your life is going to be based on what you think government's going to do for you, you're either in big trouble or you know how to game it. Like an Al Gore that's made tens of millions of dollars off of grants for fake green energy companies based on a lie. There's a lot of that going on. I've earned the right to be a cynic. Until tomorrow, have a great evening. Drive carefully. And you've earned the right to be a cynic. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.